New Orleans is one of a few cities in the country that's all in on charter schools. Leaders of the city's post-Katrina education overhaul tout rises in student test scores, graduation rates, and ACT scores. But with those improvements have come new challenges for families when it comes to getting to school. As WWNO's Jess Clark reports, for some students it means rising well before the sun.
On a corner in the 9th Ward, four elementary school kids are waiting for their bus under a street lamp. Outside of their little pool of light, it's completely dark. After about 10 minutes, headlights appear and a yellow school bus pulls up. The four kids climb on and say goodbye to David Brooks, dad to two of the kids and uncle to the others. Their school day has begun, and it's not even 6 a.m.
It has its perks and it has its downsides. I mean, I've seen many a times where we would come out here to the bus stop and you got kids that lean up against the building or whatever, fall asleep, or, you know, kids on the bus that's already asleep.
For Brooks, the early mornings are the trade-off his family makes so he can send his kids to SciTech Academy, way across town in the Garden District. That ride can take more than an hour on the bus.
I like the college preparatory school, so they're more engaged.
But the trade-off isn't working for everyone. Tashira Marshall and her daughter Tanaya Williams live in the 8th Ward, four blocks from Mary McLeod Bethune Elementary. That's where Marshall wants Tanaya to go.
I've been trying to get her in Bethune at least about 4 years. I put it on the One app, never gets it.
The One app. That's the online district enrollment tool that tries to match students with their parents' top choice. But the One app matched Tanaya with Harriet Tubman Elementary over on the West Bank. It takes an hour to get there by bus, and it's lower performing than Bethune. By the time the bus drops Tanaya off near her home one afternoon in September, it's almost 5 o'clock. I ask her how that affects the rest of her day.
Like, you probably don't have enough time to do your homework, and then you have to eat, you have to take a bath and stuff like that. And then, like, you can't watch TV probably, and like I think that you should at least get like enough TV time.
For Tanaya and her mom, it comes back to the enrollment process. Marshall wants the district to go back to a neighborhood system where kids attend the closest school. But school system leaders say there are a lot more parents like David Brooks, the dad in the 9th Ward, who likes that his kids can go to school at SciTech, even though it's in the Garden District. One app does set aside half the seats in elementary and middle schools for students who live nearby or in the school zone. But most of the time, parents aren't choosing them. Gabby Fighetti works for the Recovery School District and oversees the One app process.
What we have seen year over year is that by and large, families pick schools outside of their zone. So over 60% of all choices are schools outside of a family zone.
Fighetti points to kindergarten classrooms, where in nearly every school, parents are leaving those neighborhood seats unfilled and sending their kids elsewhere. This is true for every elementary school, except for a handful of high-demand schools like Bethune.
Why is that happening? If we're hearing from families that they want to attend school close to home, and I'm telling you that by and large, our kindergarten seats are not filling with all families who could fill it from the neighborhood, where is the disconnect there? And I think that, in many ways, is the million-dollar question.
Fighetti says it may be that they're hearing mostly from parents like Marshall, who live near a high-demand school they can't get into. And that brings up another question.
Which is, how do we get schools better faster? So that there's not just five schools families want most, but there are 15 and 25 and 35.
In other words, a great school in every neighborhood. That's what parents say they want, so their children don't have to sacrifice hours on a bus to attend a school that's just acceptable. But that day is a long way off. In the meantime, it's hard for district leaders to see a way around, leaving kids waiting in the dark. For WWNO, I'm Jess Clark.